Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the 16 Bitchin' Podcast. And today is a very unique one. Not only do I have someone that I'm interviewing, but all that can go wrong did. It's taken us a full hour to sort this shit out, but fuck it. This is Jason from Fuzz Pixels.
Hello. How's it going, man?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's brilliant. It's all kinds of arse.
Not stressful at all, no?
No. So, what did we do? We tried fucking Discord to be able to talk. We tried Facebook to be able to talk. We tried Skype to be able to talk. And in the end, your headphones wouldn't work, your microphone wouldn't work, and now we've kind of hit some sort of, I don't know, you can hear me, but you can't see me, your microphone's crap, your computer's crap, you're using your phone.
Yeah, pretty much. My microphone was working fine in Logic, and then it was working in Discord, and then it was going all glitchy, and maybe the Wi-Fi was dodgy. So we've just resorted to the classic phone option.
Yes, I find it quite hilarious that a man that specialises in audio recordings couldn't get this shit to work.
Yeah. All right.
No, I'm going to rip the piss out of you for it.
Like, but I say, working in Logic, I could hear it.
I don't specialise in Logic in every sense of the term.
No, it just didn't seem to want to work with anything else.
No, fuck it. Just fuck it. So anyway, this is Jason, as I said, from Fuzz Pixels. Your channel is not like any of the other ones I've had, shall we say, displayed on this podcast before. Your one specialises in music, but in many ways. You play guitar, you play bass, you sing.
Yes.
Your channel's been around since the arse end of 2020, I believe.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. God, I can't believe it's been that long.
You call that long?
Well, it's sort of, it feels a lot shorter. But I think that's because there was quite a few months kind of over the summer last year where I didn't really do anything at all. So then I kind of just, you know, kickstarted it again towards the end of last year, and it kind of feels like that's when it started properly, you know?
Yeah, so you seem to have a lot of music covers. Do you come up with everything yourself? You listen to a song and then you just pick up your guitar and think, right, now I'm going to try and write the music for this shit?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, a lot of it is, you know, music from games that I kind of have a sort of a connection with, you know, things that are nostalgic to me from my childhood, or just stuff that is generally kind of really sick. So yeah, I tend to just cover music from games that I you know, really enjoy. Some of it's, you know, it isn't necessarily games that are great. Sometimes you get a great soundtrack on a game that's pretty mediocre, but you know, the soundtrack's incredible. So yeah, it can work both ways, really.
Well, I did also notice when I was looking through your channel trying to find all the different kinds of videos, I could only find one. I don't know if there's others, but I only spotted one where you're sitting down and actually talking to the camera.
Yes, I keep meaning to do more of those.
Only did it like a couple of months ago, I think, and you were talking about a Donkey Kong soundtrack.
Yes.
So how come you only did one, or did you feel out of your element, like, oh no, now I'm talking to the thing rather than just playing the instrument?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy doing that. I definitely plan on doing it more. It's quite time consuming, you know, getting really nerdy and in depth, you know, about the kind of theory side of things and kind of, you know, having a deep dive into that. But yeah, I'll definitely be doing it more. And I think it's just kind of something I'll do every now and then between the actual the covers themselves, you know.
I find it very interesting, your takes on music. You seem to have quite a love for Final Fantasy VII. That can't be denied. I was thinking maybe you were going to pick that tonight for one of your games. So I was more surprised that you didn't.
It's a bit obvious, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, so many people talking about Final Fantasy VII, especially at the moment with all the news of the new second part of the remake and all that stuff. So I was just
if
like, you know,
happens.
No one needs to hear me going on about it as well. Probably, not as well as other people that are talking about it. So, yeah, fuck it.
Well, I'm curious then, seeing as you're obviously a big fan of the original, are you a
Yes.
fan of the remake, or were you very critical and you're pointing your finger going, no, it's wrong?
No. I'm not one of the gatekeepers. I'm a big fan of it. I think it's really cool. They've changed a lot of things, and it's called remake, but it's basically like a sequel. And a lot of people are saying, like, theorizing about how it's actually kind of like a time loop, and this is the second time round the story, and some of the characters know what is going on and they remember the first time round and all that kind of stuff. I find it quite interesting.
I think it's shit.
Do
I hate the
you?
ending. It's honestly like someone out there thought we've made this game that everyone loves, but we can't deny it. It's incredibly complicated. What should we do to improve it? I know. Let's make it more fucking complicated so no one understands what the hell's going on. We don't even know. We're making it up as we go along.
Yeah, I like that though.
Ah, so you're obviously an insane person, right?
maybe a little bit. I'm one
Well,
of those.
you're one of those crazy people with all of the awesome microphone tech and the excuses. I'm finding this actually quite funny because this isn't the first time you and me have met. We actually met on how shall I put it, a quiz on Waves and Games channel, and it was a
That's right.
sign. It was a, what was it? Identify that sound or soundtrack from a video game.
Yeah.
Basically, I forget the name of it. He's probably going to call me a cunt in the comments, but that's fine. I deserve it because I forgot the name of the thing. But I remember when he said, "Oh, you're up against this guy called Fuzz Pixels." Okay, don't know him. What's his channel about? Check it out. And you do loads of game music, thinking, "I'm fucked. This is rigged. I'm gonna lose." And then I fucking beat you.
Yeah, you sure did. Right at the end as well.
Yeah,
You're the
it was a
comeback king.
fluke. There was only one reason that I managed to beat you in that, is because you somehow didn't get the Super Mario Land 2 question.
Yeah. That's yeah. What a travesty.
I would never have got it. I never played the fucking game.
I was absolutely smashing it as well, and then you just came back out of nowhere.
That's how I am. I'm just like some sort of annoying rash that comes back at the last minute.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but
Don't worry, I got a wife, she says it all the time.
of course, yeah.
Well, I'm going to quickly put in this podcast a little bit of some of your music. Now, I expect to be copyrighted to fuck, but I don't really care as long as the channel doesn't get taken, well, no, the video doesn't get taken down, because this will be on YouTube as well as other podcasty places. It'll be fine. And if not, I shall put in a farting sound effect so people have an indication that that didn't work.
It'll probably be better, to be fair.
What, a farting sound effect?
Yeah,
Are you
I
very
reckon so.
critical of your own music? Are you never happy with anything you do?
No. I'm just being self-deprecating. I do very much enjoy what I do, and I am very proud of it. Also, some of my videos haven't been copyright claimed, and some have, so.
Oh, you've had some of it copyright claimed. I'm surprised at that. I thought covers were always safe.
No, I guess it, yeah, some get picked up, as soon as you upload them. and some just don't seem to. I guess it maybe it depends how accurate the melody is to the original, or how, I don't know, I'm not quite sure what the factors are. But yeah, I guess if you want to use one, then maybe go for one of the ones that hasn't been claimed, because you might have more chance of it,
Is the
you know.
Aerith theme okay then?
That's a very good question. I'd have to check. Yeah, some of them have been, some, you know, it
Well,
seems to be a very kind of mixed bag. I can't really seem to find any reason why some do and some don't.
I am surprised at that. I mean, you don't seem to use any of the source sound effects or any of that sort of shit. Not in any deep way, anyway. I mean, the Aerith
No.
theme is, that's an awesome track, what you've done there. I played it to the missus. She thought, wow, this guy's really good. I'm like, yeah, I'm interviewing him on Monday. She's like, really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she was surprised. She's like, but he's good. I'm like, what are you indicating? She says, well, you know a bunch of tossers. I said, yeah, and I know you.
Surely you're not interviewing someone good.
Well, she expects everyone I interview to be loudmouthed, foul, basically like me. It's like,
Right, yeah.
there are some normal people out there. I still find it hilarious that that normal person's tech is worse than mine. Mine's cobbled together with fucking duct tape.
Right. Well, I mean, it works. So maybe I should just smash mine to pieces, put some gaffer tape on it, and maybe it'll work.
If you had seen some of my videos, you would see the amount of laptops I have legit smashed to pieces. So it is a thing. And
Yeah, I'm
somehow I'm
sure.
still here. Right.
Sure.
So let's see. I've gone into it and said that your channel basically is music covers, but there must be more to it than that. If you were describing your channel to someone that hasn't yet checked it out, how would you describe
Yeah.
it?
I'd say it's video game music covers for any lovers of kind of pop punk or emo or post-hardcore or genres kind of in that world. So it's kind of, I would say it's kind of, you know, it's like Warped Tour meets video game music.
I have to say, when you were describing it with your emo and your post-punk and all that, I described you to someone a little while ago and I went through the music thing. So I said, basically, it's like fucking Green Day. And then you did that thumbnail with you dressed as What's It from Green Day going, right, well, I guess I was right in my fucking description.
Oh, you said that before that.
Yeah, it was quite surprising. You did it like a
Oh,
week later, thought, shit.
there we go. You predicted it.
I did. But. So
Excellent.
that's your kind of music then, obviously, is your Green Day and what's it, Sum 41, Offspring, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean that's you know, that's all the stuff I kind of grew up with when I was a teenager, you know. Obviously listen to all kinds of music, and you know, I have a very sort of wide music taste. I was brought up on kind of every genre you can imagine, really, because my parents are just massively into music. But yeah,
Grindcore.
when I was a teenager, it was all that kind of, it was all pop punk and skate punk and emo and screamo or whatever you want to call it. All, you know,
So no
that was just kind of.
grindcore or Napalm Death, stuff like
No, I haven't gone full Cannibal Corpse or anything yet.
that. Oh,
You
give it
know,
time. If you get married,
maybe
you might
over
need some angrier
the
music.
years it'll get heavier
That's how I
and heavier.
went. The music I got into just got heavier and heavier, and now, I don't know, static from a broken television seems to be all I can listen to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I should borrow your
Yeah.
computer sometime. I've ripped the piss out of you enough, I know.
Oh yeah.
Now we'll move on to your three games. And like I said, I'm quite surprised. I thought there'd be a Final Fantasy in there, maybe a fucking Donkey Kong, which I know nothing about, so I'm glad you didn't go for that option.
I was considering it. I was considering talking about how Donkey Kong Country 3 is way better than everyone says it is. But you know, I thought, you know, I might, maybe it would have pissed a few people off, but sometimes that's good. But yeah, I decided to go against that in the end.
Do you not like to be a negative person? Do you find yourself being quite positive?
I try to be. Yeah.
I like how I always say my mate Bill Thorpe, He's such the opposite of me. He's sunny disposition, sun shining out of his ass. If you look at a pile of dog shit, he can see the positive in that dog shit. Whereas I just see something I know I will step in later. I'm negative as hell, but you're weird. You're like, I'm negative, but I don't want to be negative. I'm going to be positive. It's not quite working. And then you got a fat like me coming along, taking the piss out of you.
I'm a very mixed bag, you know. Some days I can be a miserable piece of shit.
Well, welcome to my channel where that will fit in perfectly.
Excellent. Well, I won't worry about it, you know, being a bit negative if I need to be. It's funny, actually, because my main job is playing and singing at weddings. And I remember you tweeting me a little while ago saying how that's your absolute worst nightmare.
Yes.
Trying to be happy and kind of celebrating people's big day every week in, week out.
Celebrating people's big day, and not only that, it's people I don't know. It's like, I don't like people I do know. People I don't know, fuck them.
Yeah, it does. You know, it can get draining. You know, having to put, you know,
what, after 5 minutes,
smiles if you're not feeling it, but you get used to it.
Nuts to that, big fat hairy nuts to that.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll go into your first video game, and that is Resident Evil Village. Why did you choose this one, I have to say?
Reason number one is because I loved it, and I only played it a few months ago. And two, because I haven't really played that many modern games. I'm always kind of late to the party with a lot of games. You know, mainly because I don't want to pay 70 or 80 quid when they come out. I always tend to play games quite, you know, maybe a year or two after they come out. It's just a really enjoyable game. And it's weird as well because I haven't really played a Resident Evil game since 3. So I've kind of missed a lot of the lore. But I've read up on stuff and a lot of stuff to do with the story. I've kept up to date, even though, you know, I'm going to have to go back and play some of the others at some point. Well, because I've heard 7 is really good. Everyone says 4 is really good and they're remaking 4. So maybe I should wait.
Would play 4. Definitely. It's, it's not going to be so groundbreaking now. But maybe if you don't play many modern games, maybe it still will have an impact. 5 and 6 are shit.
So I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, they're not worth touching. 7's great, but you know, you said you've missed out on a lot of the lore. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it kind of went off on its own course and got lost. And then when 7 came out, they just thought, right, everything we've learned so far, fuck it.
Yeah.
Haunted House, I feel like, Rob Zombie style, so.
I don't think there was one point where I was playing it and thinking, oh God, I really should have played the previous game to know what's happening. You know, it stands on its own. I think it doesn't really matter too much. It kind of serves pretty well as its own story.
Well, without going into spoilers, because I haven't played this game and some people listening won't have played it. The big woman with the big boobs. Who the fuck is she? Is she like Nemesis? Because you said you played 3, so hooray. You and me have that in common. We both like 3. Is that what she is? She just appears every so often to fuck up your day?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's, you know, that is a very Resident Evil thing, isn't it? Where there's like a a big bad that just appears out of nowhere every now and then and just stalks you and terrorizes the absolute shit out of you. So yeah, she's like,
Is she
the
scary at
game
all, though?
version
Because
of
we've
that.
had deformed, monstrous, grotesque, hideous, big Schwarzenegger zombies, and now we've got tall bitch. Like, she's not deformed. She doesn't appear scary. It's like, does she do anything that's creepy?
No, well, I'd say her, I think they're her daughters. She has like three daughters that kind of do a lot of her dirty work for her. Are they her daughters? I might have got that wrong. I'm pretty sure they are. It was a few months ago now. But I'd say they're a lot more terrifying than she is. They're the ones that kind of do the nasty shit for her,
See, I heard a
Yeah.
rumor that this one was, I don't know about not scary, but far less scary than Seven. I was just wondering if that was one of the contributing factors to it.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to play Seven because I've heard it is the scariest one, and it's like a sort of Texas Chainsaw Massacre style game.
Yes.
But it's I'd say it's kind of more fantasy-ish. There's like, a lot of weird shit happening where you're just like, what is going on? It's less kind of gritty and realistic and more I mean, a lot of the game is set in a castle, it's that kind of thing. And then yeah.
So it's gone
Don't really.
from hellbilly to castle. That's quite a jump. It's gone from really rough, let's face it, American to, I don't know, posh is the best description of that in terms of a setting. So that's quite a jump.
I suppose so. But I mean, I guess when you think about it, the first game was in a huge posh mansion, so it's kind of, going back to that kind of
Yeah.
vibe.
It's tough to think of the first mansion as posh for me just because I think of the PS1 graphics and you think there's a white wall and a white wall and a red carpet, all colour.
Yeah, so posh.
Yeah. Well, it's posher than my fucking house. I live in a council place.
I mean, yeah, it's just really enjoyable, and it's very ridiculous, and it's a lot more kind of ridiculous than I thought it would be, considering it's, a horror game. But there are some, genuinely terrifying moments of it.
Can you
You know,
describe one? I mean, I'm sure people would be fine with hearing one scary moment.
I think the bit that got me was there's a part where you go into like a little kind of cabin and you look out the window. I can't remember exactly. I'm trying to remember exactly what happens now. I think you read something somewhere and it says, look out the window, or you see out the window and it says, look over there or something. So you're kind of looking out the window and then this bastard just pops up out of nowhere. And that was like
Was
a
a
jump
jump
scare that
scare, right?
it was like on par with how I felt as a kid playing the first game and the dogs jumping through the window. It was like,
Yeah.
because a lot of the time in horror games you kind of know something's coming, and when there's so much action, you kind of, I don't know, the jump scares aren't really, they don't have as much impact because there's just so much happening all the time. But this
It's
part of the game was, it was quiet for quite a while, and
Yeah, it let
so that
your
can definitely have
guard
more
go
impact.
down a bit before it decided to terrify you.
Exactly. You're just kind of exploring and doing some puzzles and trying to open a safe and trying to just, get some extra hidden items and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, this prick just pops up out of nowhere and scares the shit
That sounds
out
like
of you.
me. What a very good description.
What, popping up out of nowhere?
A prick popping out of nowhere,
Yeah.
yeah. I've heard you said puzzles. I've heard bad things about the puzzles of this game. I haven't heard many bad things, if I'm honest, but I have heard people complain about that. I don't know why. Are they stupidly complicated, or is it so easy you think, why bother having it here?
Yeah, I think it has been criticized for its puzzles, but I mean, there's kind of puzzles that are kind of, you remember those, like, what was it called? Was it like Screwball Scramble or something? Do you remember that game where you got to,
Oh
like,
my
move the thing
God.
around and roll the ball around like a an obstacle course
I
and make
haven't
sure it
heard of
doesn't fall
Screwball
off?
Scramble in fucking years.
I haven't. It literally just came back to me as I said that. I was like, was that what it was called? And yeah, that was what it was called, wasn't it?
I have to ask. Rude question, I know, but how old are you, Jason?
I am. How old am I? 34. I turned 34 last week. So, yeah, 34 now.
Do you know how old I am?
I do not. How old are you?
Guess. I'm a prick now making him do that, aren't
I reckon you are 35.
Close. I'm 34. I'm the same age as you. I just had a tough
Oh.
paper round.
Oh,
It's because I haven't got any
no.
fucking hair. It throws everyone off.
Oh, God, I added on a year.
It could be worse. I've had people go 40. You're like, right, fucking leave.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I
It's like
know.
that. It's like that TV show, 10 years younger, or whatever it is, and they get the public to guess how old people are, and they always fully mug them off.
I have to admit, I thought you were younger.
Yeah, I mean, I look like a child, so I mean, I think one day, I reckon when I get to 40, it's just going to catch up with me straight away, and I'm just going to look 50, I reckon.
I
But
still look
so
older than you, mate. Don't you fucking worry.
I'm going to enjoy, looking very young for the next couple of years before it catches up with me.
Well, in a, because people remember at the start, we did go through a lot trying to get this work. So I should say thanks for being patient, mate, and sticking with it for a whole hour trying all these things to get it to work.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, one of them was trying to get video call on Facebook to work, which wouldn't work. We thought it must be because we're not Facebook friends. So I added you, and you were trying a chat room thing. Whilst you were doing that, I was waiting, and I scrolled down your thing and saw you with a just a full blown mustache, thinking, "Wow."
Yeah, I need to bring back the tash, I think. Maybe maybe for the next video
I
I'll
can see
grow the
you've
tash
got a little bit of it coming back. Is that the intention, to grow
out.
it back full 70s style?
Yeah, maybe I should just go like full Ron Jeremy.
I'm hoping for some sort of porn
Yeah.
reference song next time then.
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, I suppose next time I do a Mario cover, it's only fitting, isn't it, really?
Yes, that'll be easy for you.
Yeah, short guy with moustache. Perfect.
You short as well?
Well, fairly short. About, what am I, 5'7" or something?
You're 5'7".
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I
Everyone looks tall on the camera.
know, right? Yeah.
Lucky you, eh?
So,
Nothing to do with the platform boots you're wearing whilst you're doing your videos.
yeah, I mean that just adds to my youthful looks. They're like, oh, he looks like a child and he's small.
That must be why you're into Green Day. You've got so much in common.
Yes, that's what it is.
That singer, I don't know his name. I'm not a Green Day guy. I think they're all right, but it's not my cup of tea. That guy, though, is a
Yeah.
fucking vampire. He doesn't age.
I know, it's mental, isn't
How old is he? Is he like 50 something now?
it? He's got to be in his 50s, yeah.
Has to be.
Yeah, he's just looked the same, for the last 30 years.
Well, you look at someone from like the Rolling Stones or some of that bollocks, they've got a bit of eyeliner on and they just look like mortified corpses. He's still wearing eyeliner and you think, you still look younger than me. I hate you.
Yeah, it's mad. He must be, yeah, I want to know what he's eating.
I don't know. I saw a video a while ago that popped up because the missus is into that sort of thing. And he was playing, just jamming with his son or sons, I think. And
Right.
you look at them, they've normally aged. And you look at him, and he looks like the kid playing with the bigger boys.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a bit
So
fucking weird.
he looks like their brother or something.
Pretty much. It's a bit odd.
Yeah. Right.
Do have this kind of rambling on the podcast. I'm going to be talking about zombies and tall bitches that aren't all that terrifying and puzzles that could or may not be fucking difficult. And instead, we've gone on to Green Day and the lead singer being a short-ass vampire.
Yeah, I've just realised we got off track there. I was like, yeah, what are we talking about again? But, you know,
It happens a lot. The good
you
thing
got to
is
love a good diversion, right?
I've had people compliment the rambling involved in everything I do. It's like, that's good, because I'm not very good with structure,
I love a
apparently.
good ramble.
I'm fucking good at rambling. A bit dangerous, though. It's knowing when to stop. So, Resident Evil. Fuck.
Oh, yes, right.
It's called Resident Evil Village, but you're in a
Yes.
castle all the time.
Well, no, you are in a village, and the castle is kind of, near the village. Well, before I played it, because, I'd heard so much about it, I thought that basically the whole game was going to be set in this castle, but it is actually quite a small part of the game, as big as the castle is. The game is actually quite a lot bigger than I imagined it would be. Because, Resident Evil games, they're always fairly short, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
But yeah, it covers a lot of ground. There's a lot of different areas. It's a pretty big map, I think.
So you haven't played the remakes of 2 or 3, then?
I've played two. I haven't played the remake of three, no.
Are you a big fan of the original 3?
I am, yeah. I definitely played the first two when I was a lot younger than I should have been playing those games.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, it was like, when they first came out, I played them with my parents, and they were cool with it. Because, I mean, when you look back now, it just seems laughable, doesn't it? That was considered
Oh, what, the
really
graphics?
scary and gory. Yeah, I mean, it's like,
Oh, yeah, you go back, play it now. It's like, wow, look at the fucking triangles.
Yeah.
Well, polygons, but back then you didn't call them polygons, did you? You called them fucking triangles.
Everything was triangles, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that, actually, no, we didn't call them triangles because then it looked real. Somehow.
At first, when you said triangles, I thought you were talking about Lara Croft's breasts.
Toblerone tits, yeah.
Yeah, the old pyramids. But
Hey, they're pyramids
yeah,
I'd worship.
that's all the programmers could do in those days, I suppose.
Toblerone tits.
Yeah.
Guess they've never seen Rolos before. Again,
Oh
with the
man.
rambling, I keep trying to bring back Resident Evil, but we've gone on to fucking polygon tits now.
Oh God, yes. We've gone off course.
Anyway, I will say, so you're a big fan of Resi 3. You haven't tried 3 Remake.
No.
Three, the original, is my fave in the franchise. I hate the remake of 3.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why I haven't played it yet, because I didn't really hear great things about it.
It's not, it doesn't feel like a remake at all. I mean, Nemesis really doesn't feel or seem like Nemesis. Jill, they haven't even got the fucking hair color right. How hard can it be to make a main character ginger? I mean, you look at her, she's sort of mousy grey. Like, you got the bloody hair wrong. Not to
Yeah, I
mention,
mean, that's
if
not
you've
on, is
seen the
it?
film, she looks, the actress in Resident Evil, I think it's Apocalypse, she looks more like Jill than Jill does in the remake, if that makes
Right.
sense.
It's that bad, is it?
If you ever get it dirt cheap, then I'd say check it out, Morbid Curiosity, and go, ah, he was right, this is shit off.
Yeah,
But
I'll give it a go at some point.
don't spend any real money, like over a tenner. Wait till you find it somewhere in a bin.
Yeah, I'll definitely pick it up for a couple of quid
Yes, that's the safe thing
one
to
day.
do.
Yeah, 2 remake was really good though. I enjoyed that a lot.
It was. It's funny how they went from such a good remake to Did You Even Try?
Yeah, that is, yeah,
Maybe
that's
they
not
rushed
right.
it. No. But maybe that's their
No.
excuse. They rushed it.
Yeah, I've heard it's like really short as well, right?
Yeah, I was actually very surprised when it's like, I've killed him? Nemesis de- Oh. So I'm near the end then. Right. And I
Oh,
won't say anything about the ending, but I didn't like it.
right.
So
Okay.
you've got nothing to look forward to in your future.
I look forward to having nothing to look forward to. Sounds great.
There's that negative person trying to be positive again. I can't wait to die.
Yeah, just trying to put a little spin on it.
Well, we'll put a spin on this now. We've tried talking about Resident Evil Village, and we have a little. We failed a lot, but we have a little. Now we're moving on to a game where I don't know why you picked it, but Link, the Faces of Evil.
Yes.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why I picked it. And you're going to, I think, this is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Link, the Faces of Evil, and Zelda, the Wand of Gamelon, which is the game that came out at exactly the same time, for the Philips CD-i, those games were my introduction to Zelda.
You are that one person in the universe.
Exactly. I have it blows my own mind. and I think, you know, it's only now I'm an adult that I realise kind of how sad that is.
It's not so much sad as it is bizarre.
Yeah. Because I was a SNES kid growing up as well. But I mean, you know, I was born in 88. We didn't have a SNES until maybe 93. That was kind of the first time I saw a SNES when I was about five. And for some reason, you know, I mean, obviously I was five, so I played whatever games my parents bought. And we just never had a Link to the Past until, you know, I think I bought it a few years later, maybe. Maybe a couple of years later, I played it at a friend's house or something. But yeah, we had a Philips CD-i in the house. And my stepdad came home one day when I think it came out in 93, maybe. So I suppose, yeah, I probably would have been about five.
You know, my friend Tom of Do You Nerd, this is going to blow his mind. He's a massive Zelda fan, more so than me. I mean, it's probably my favourite Nintendo franchise, the Zelda games.
Yeah.
But yeah, the CD-i ones are the ones that are kind of missed. Not many people... well, play them by choice or get the chance to play them because,
yeah. No, well,
it's hard to get the console, but the games are fucking pricey.
Yeah, I was going to rebuy those games recently and you can't find it for any less than like £100.
Yeah, it's really not worth it. Did you have fond memories of the game, though? You remember playing it. Would you say you're nostalgia blind? Or?
Well, I mean, if I played it for the first time now, I'd think it was a piece of shit. So I guess nostalgia is a powerful thing, isn't it? But I actually enjoyed it when I was a kid, you know. Even though the controls are really dodgy and the cutscenes are terrible, the voice acting's shit.
Loving this like battle in your mind of negativity versus positivity. You can't pick a side. You are yin-yang, man.
Exactly. It's, you know, but, you know, I just have such fond memories of playing that game. And I tell you what, the music is great. Yeah, it's got like a really, it sounds nothing like Zelda music at all. It's like, you know, I can't even describe it. It's a good soundtrack. I won't do a cover of it because no one will watch it, but...
Oh yes, leave the videos that people won't watch to me, the expert on that.
It's just like a, you know, it's a platformer, you know, it's not an RPG or an adventure game or anything like that. It's like a side scrolling platformer that runs at about 2 frames per second. And it's got really janky controls where the only way to open up the menu is you crouch, press down to crouch, and then you press one of the two buttons on the controller to open your menu. And that's the same button that makes you go through doors. So if you forget to crouch and you want to open the menu, you accidentally go through a door. And it's just full of stuff like that. Or there's like one button that basically does everything.
Didn't the controller have three buttons?
I think it might have done, but I think in this game, like two of them did the same thing, so they didn't even utilize the buttons properly.
That's fucking handy. Actually, wait a minute. No, the CD-i had a variation on controllers, didn't it? It had
Yeah, it
your
had all sorts of different
typical.
things.
Yeah, it had a wannabe Mega Drive one with three buttons. It had one like a television remote, and
Yeah.
my brain's saying there's something else, but I can't picture it. But I'm sure there was a
Yeah.
third thing. So
Yeah.
you had the
We've
Mega Drive like one, yeah?
Yes, yeah, the kind of standard, pad
Yeah,
type thing.
boring looking grey thing with no life to it.
Yeah, my parents have still got the exact same Philips CD-i actually in their house.
Get it. You know, they're parents.
Yeah.
They'll throw it away. They'll think it's a DVD player. Fucking looks like one.
I mean, I don't think there's any good games for the CD-i, really. I mean, when I was a kid, I enjoyed those. The Seventh Guest was good. Do
Hmm.
you remember that? It
I
was like
remember. I've not played it myself, but I know of it.
a puzzle game where you kind of float through a mansion. It's very odd.
You need to
But
get that
yeah,
console back.
it didn't really, it didn't have the games, did it, that console? But yeah, I
No.
mean, I really enjoyed these games. Link: The Faces of Evil. It had a really cool map with cool music, where you select which level you want to go into, and it had this kind of like a backtracking system where you'd play a level and then you'd progress quite a lot further in the game, and then it's like, oh, I need to go back to, the second level that I went into to do something else that's opened up, or I've got an item that will open this door now within that level. And I don't know, I just thought that was really cool when I was a kid, because I guess there was, you kind of had that kind of idea in, like Super Mario World and stuff like that. But there weren't loads of games that had that kind of multiple exits kind of system, So yeah, I mean, it is crap, but
The overall review there, ladies and gentlemen.
it's crap, but yeah, that's about it, really.
Well, you say
I
you
thought
wouldn't do a video on it covering anything because no one would know it, but wouldn't it do well if it's a video, maybe even titled this, Zelda Songs You Probably Have Not Heard?
I mean, yeah, that could be an idea. That
That's
could be an idea.
yeah. The first bite is with the eye on YouTube. People look at the thumbnail and they look at the video title. That title might, I'm not saying it will, but it might be the one to give it a chance.
Yeah. You might be onto something there. I'll
Oh, you know, everyone's
yeah.
like, I've played every Zelda game, and if you go claiming you may not have heard this one, people are like, fucking bollocks.
Yeah.
Go
And I'll
into
be
it
like,
and.
well, actually, this was the first Zelda game I ever played.
And then
I
they'll be
don't think that's
baffled.
really something to be proud of, but
I mean, hell, the first Zelda game I played was Link's Awakening on the Game Boy.
Oh, right.
You must have missed that one.
I think I had a Game Boy when I was really young. But I've never played Link's Awakening.
Oh.
I'm gonna have to play that at some point.
You say you don't
There we
really
go.
do modern games. Do you have a Switch?
I did kind of have a Switch, which was my ex-girlfriend's Switch.
Oh, she took it back.
And yeah, so
Bummer.
I used to kind of think, oh, I've got a Switch, but then I was like, oh, I don't have a Switch, it was hers. So I'll have to buy one at some point.
Well, get Link's Awakening the remake. That's tons of fun. Such a good game. If you don't think you could stomach Game Boy graphics, which I get, if you're nostalgic for it, it's great. If it's new, you might not feel like putting the time in. But the remake is fucking beautiful.
Right. Well, I'm gonna have to get on that at some point. Can you believe that? I've played The Faces of Evil and The Wand of Gamelon, but I haven't played Link's Awakening.
I can't
I
believe it. I think you're pulling my fucking leg.
know. Yeah, I'm still kind of on a quest to see if there's other people out there that have lived through my pain, but one day I'll come across someone whose first experience of Zelda was through these games.
positive about being negative once again.
There we go. Yeah.
So you never beat the game then?
Never what?
Never beat the game then?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's quite easy, actually. It's not like, as you know, as difficult as the controls are and stuff.
It just sounds infuriating. I don't know about game difficulty, but going in and out of a fucking door 100 times sounds like something that would drive me nuts.
Yeah. Have you sort of seen anything to do with this game? You know, have you watched any videos on YouTube about it?
The main thing I've seen is the typical things. Angry Video Game Nerd's cover of the three games. The Faces of Evil, Wand of Gamelon, and whatever the other one was.
Yeah. There was another one, Zelda's Adventure, I think. I've never played that, but that looks even worse somehow.
That was worse than all the others somehow. Let's see, we've got Faces of Evil, Wand of Gamelon, Zelda's Adventure. There you are. Well, that's a wacky name compared to the others.
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't think I could stomach playing, you know.
You just want to play the one and nuts to the other two, right?
It's not like I have the, you know, nostalgic connection to it, so I don't think I could actually deal with trying to play that.
No, I mean, there's a lot of Zelda fans out there. They love the game so much, as I do. I try to get as many of them as I can. Like, I still haven't got Spirit Tracks on the DS. The only two things putting me off is, one, it doesn't seem to want to drop in price. And two, it's DS, and the control is every time I want to move Link, I have to move him with the fucking stylus.
Oh, no.
I know.
That sounds terrible.
I played Phantom Hourglass, and that was a really good game, except for one thing. Have you played Phantom Hourglass?
No. There are a few Zelda games I haven't played, actually.
That's fair enough. Well, Phantom Hourglass, again, you had to move him with the stylus. It was a pain in the arse, but the game was still really fun, except... Okay. Every so often, I think it may have even been every other dungeon, you had to go back to the same fucking dungeon and do it again, and then an extra bit on to that. So, like, the dungeon got longer and longer each time you did it, but you still had to do the start, and then you had to do the middle, you had to do them numerous times. You thought, what a fucking shit design. I hate this.
You just got to do the same bit over and over again.
Yeah, I reckon that's why Spirit Tracks is considered the favourite one, is because they obviously thought, that was a bad idea, let's not do that again.
Yeah. But I recently bought Skyward Sword, because I've never played that either. So I'll have to give that a go at some point. I know some people...
On the Wii?
Some people say it's incredible on the Wii, yeah.
Honestly, I got it on the Switch recently, because I had Skyward Sword on the Wii, and you played Twilight Princess?
Yes.
And you know, Twilight Princess, you swing the fucking Wiimote, he gets the sword out, you swing it again, he takes a slash. It all works really well. Skyward Sword, they implemented the Wii Motion Plus bollocks. So if you're sitting down on your sofa, maybe you've got the Wiimote facing down a bit, Link will get his fucking sword out, and he's pointing at the ground with his sword whilst you run. It's too sensitive, so you run around looking like an idiot.
Right, yeah. So it just moves really quick. Can you not change that?
No, I don't think so. It's been a while. Mm. But it doesn't affect the game, other than the fact that you look like a dork.
Yeah.
It looks like he's trying to brush up the floor with the sword. But I got the Switch one recently, thinking, this will be fixed now. Instead of pressing a button to swing the sword, you have to flick the analog stick. I thought, oh, God, this is worse. I'd rather be holding the fucking Wiimote. So I've completed the one on the Wii. The one on the Switch, I can't stand.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So you got the right one. Congrats.
Yeah. Well, I'll give it a go at some point. But yeah, there's definitely a few. Again, like I say, it's weird that there's quite a few Zelda games I haven't played, but I have played the CDI games. But yeah, I mean, the other Zelda games don't have the incredible animated cut sequences and beautiful voice acting like these games do. But
it's all bonerific.
Yeah, it's quite creepy as well. Some of the animations and the way
I've seen
some of the characters
look a bit fucking creepy. Yeah,
yeah. There's so many kind of iconic lines in the dialogue, you know, that I've seen lots of people talk about on YouTube. That's just, yeah, pretty hilarious.
All good things, I'm sure they're saying.
Oh yes, of course.
Oh yes.
Especially the angry video game nerd. He had a lot of nice things to say about it.
Oh yes, as he often does. I'm still
Yes.
waiting for the day when he covers the Flintstones on Master System. I'm gonna love that day when he can finally witness my fucking pain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Had a bad time, did you?
don't. It's why I am who I am. So blame that fucking thing. Anyway, speaking of creepy and weird looking, we will now move on to your indie game. I was chuffed when you picked this one because I've played it, completed it, and it was the weirdest thing. When I started playing it, I was asked to do a let's play of it ages ago. I thought, okay. As I'm playing it, thinking, this is just a visual novel. Why do people want me to keep playing it, keep playing it? And then I thought, there's something going to happen. There's something going to happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, this, as we said, is a visual novel. We will try not to give away too many spoilers, but you can't really talk about it without giving away some. So, this is the warning for that. But if you don't care, if you think, I'm never going to read a visual novel, then this one might change your mind a bit, because this is Doki Doki Literature Club. Which is listed as a dating game. It fools you into believing it's a dating game for quite a long part of the game. To be fair, you think I'm playing a dating game. What fucking fresh hell have I now hit in my crappy life? And then horror, suicide, mental shit. It all goes, so this is a dating game, is it? Well, I should have played more of these growing up. Why did you pick this one?
It gets dark.
Yeah.
I have a confession to make. I haven't actually played this game.
You've picked the fucking thing.
Yeah, I know, right? A couple of months ago, my girlfriend was telling me about this game, and I'd heard of it, but I didn't know anything about it. And she was kind of explaining, you know, all the kind of fourth wall shit and all this. You know how dark it gets and stuff, and I was like, oh God, I need to look into this because that sounds very intriguing and very interesting. And then so basically I've kind of watched gameplay of it, but I
That's
haven't played it
fair
myself.
enough. A lot of people have done one or the other.
But I suppose, you know, with a visual novel, it's like, you know, the only gameplay really is making dialogue choices.
Yeah, it's
So
like if you enjoy reading manga and you want something that gives it a little bit more life, this is that. But it's not like it's not really a game as such. Although there are some visual novels with major branching paths. This one's got some, but not a fucking lot.
there's definitely some dialogue choices that don't really, I don't know, do they? They don't seem to make a lot of difference, you know, from what I gather, the story kind of pans out the same.
Well, because it's a dating game, everyone, you get a choice of basically you. The story is you are a student in a school in Japan, obviously, and you've been persuaded by your best friend, who's a girl, into joining what is essentially a fucking book club. There ain't anyone on earth that could convince me to join a fucking book club, but hey ho.
You don't want to spend every day writing poetry and reciting it to the
No.
class.
If I want poetry, I'll listen to Cradle of Filth. That's as good as it gets.
A Ghost in the Fog is quite beautiful, isn't it?
Oh dear, we're getting philosophical into music and all sorts of horrific things.
Yeah.
It is, but I'm more of the freak that will go for nymphetamine.
Right.
No one knows what I'm talking about here. Right. So anyway, in the book club, the only reason your character decides to stay is there are three girls that he considers to be fit as fuck. Essentially, you can just go down the path of trying to get in, let's face it, one of them's knickers. But it sort of goes up, as in they're liking you, and then shit will get weird. I can't remember the name of the other two girls, because I've only played it once, working on a relationship with one of the girls. I think her name was Yuri, long purple-haired one.
Oh, yeah, that's Yuri, yeah. The one who loves knives.
Yes, she's got a bit of a knife fetish. Gee, I wonder what happens to her.
It's quite funny as well, because there's the part where she tells you that she's really into knives.
Mm.
And you're just like, oh no, that's really cool and interesting. It's like, but, you know, I think the protagonist is kind of probably thinking this is kind of concerning.
If you could put a voice on him, it would be sarcastic, wouldn't it? Going, no, that I think knives are great.
Yeah. It's really, really cool and interesting, but really he's shitting himself.
It is a bit of a weird game. Have you ever seen or played a visual novel before this then? Obviously you haven't played it, but you've seen it, so.
Yeah. No, I haven't really. I'm trying to think if there's any that I have actually sort of got into, but me and my girlfriend did play one. Well, we started to play one. We played it for about half an hour. And I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was called Something Boyfriend, and it's like a similar sort of game, but like you're at a school where everyone is a bird,
a pigeon, and shit. Do you know the Hatterful Boyfriend?
Yes.
I am ashamed of myself that I know that. I shouldn't know that. A dating sim where you're a fucking pigeon. I shouldn't know that.
No.
Oh dear. But I thought you were going to say something else. I mean, in terms of, there's a lot of visual novels out there, there's loads of them, but the standout ones, the ones that are considered the best for either story, the fact they actually have gameplay or whatever, there's, well, this, Doki Doki Literature Club, because it's the most fucked up, I guess is the best way to describe it. You got Steins Gate, it's just a true blue visual novel, there's not a lot of gameplay to it, but the story is very gripping, it's time travel and shit.
Okay.
You got another one that's a bastard of a name. It's called Danganronpa.
Right.
That's got actual gameplay to it as well as visual novel, but it's got a lot of there's murders in it. You got to solve who is the murderer before you yourself get murdered. It's not just a case of I'm a detective. It's like no, I'm a kid that's going to get myself killed if I don't figure out who the hell is killing people. So that's another interesting one.
That sounds like a bit of like a visual novel version of Until Dawn. Is it something like that?
Well, I would say ask your girlfriend if she'd be interested in Danganronpa, but I would be surprised if at the end of this you can remember the name of it.
Danganronpa. Okay, I'll see if I can remember that.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I know, out of all of them, it's got the worst fucking name, so you're not going to remember. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
So why did you pick Literature Club, though, Doki Doki Literature Club? Was it just because of what you've seen and how fucked up it appeared? Was there something within the story that stood out, other than, here's Yuri, she gets horny from knives, okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just such an interesting concept, isn't it? You know, you've got a game where you play it for probably at least 2 hours, just thinking that it's a cutesy little dating sim.
It does lead you astray, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you kind of start to get a sense of stuff when, what's her name, Sayori? That's your childhood friend person, right? And she kind of starts talking about how she's depressed and stuff. Mm. And then you kind of just start getting a sense of something getting a bit eerie and a bit dark.
I don't mind putting a spoiler here.
All of a sudden,
we've warned people there'd be spoilers in this bit.
Are we going to spoil it?
There's a lot that happens in this game, and I reckon people will see Let's Plays of it. This is one of them big parts of the story, but it's not the big part. So if anyone wants to check it out but doesn't want to play it, they should go the way you did. Find someone you enjoy who does Let's Plays, watched a fucking Let's Play, but your friend Sayuri, I don't know if it's pronounced right or whatever, I forgot her name if I was honest, I only remembered Yuri. Yeah, she says about being depressed. You as the character is like, well, cheer up. Like, thanks, dickhead. Banging advice there for someone that's depressed. You find her having hung herself, and yes, she is very dead. That is the first fucked up part of the game, but it's like, oh, shit. I'm guessing your reaction was the same as mine. It's just like, well, fuck. Guess not going on a date with her then.
I wish that I kind of didn't know that that happened before I played it, if you know what I mean. But because
did your girlfriend spoil it a bit, or?
Yeah, I can't remember if it was her that actually told me that that happens, or maybe I just read it somewhere. But you know, because there's kind of so many, there's like warnings everywhere, you know, on the game and all that kind of stuff, you know, and a lot of people saying, you know, don't play this.
That's the biggest giveaway, isn't it? You turn it on, it's all cutesy, and it does come up saying, warning, this game is not those who are suffering from depression. If you feel affected by any of the events in this game, please seek out advice. It's like,
So you know, I mean, you know from that it's not going to be, it's not going to be like a nice breezy ride.
Well, one night, if I turned on Mario 3 and it said that, I'd be like, fucking hell, let's do this.
Hell yeah, we need, that's a game we need.
Yes, Suicidal Mario. I'd watch that again and again.
Yeah. So, I think the other thing that just I found really interesting is kind of just the whole, like, fourth wall breaking thing, you know, where it starts glitching out your PC or whatever you're playing it on, and kind of, you know, it's almost like a creepy pasta that actually exists. You know what I mean?
There's another term I haven't heard in ages, creepy pasta. Yeah, it was probably described as that a lot when it first came out. Which one?
Yeah, because you know, you
forget. I'm gonna find like, out while you talk.
There's that, you know, I think it was like a Majora's Mask one. You know, like the quite a famous creepy pasta about the, you know, someone finds a secondhand copy of the game and it starts glitching out and sort of like affecting things in his life and stuff. And I guess, you know, people that have played this game not knowing that that's going to happen must kind of freak you out, you know? It starts like corrupting your files and you've got to move your files around on your computer to get the game to work again and stuff.
First of all, the game came out in 2017 originally, but yeah, I'd completely forgotten that in the game you do have to delete files on your computer. I forgot that was a thing. How the hell have they done that for the Switch port?
Yeah, I don't know, because it's on PS4 as well.
Is it? I knew about the Switch one, but yeah, how'd they do that? Because the PC one, I got stuck. You know that, what's her name? Is it Monica? She won't shut the fuck up. You get stuck in an eternal loop of her talking. And I remember as I was doing the Let's Play, as I said, in various parts, this is obviously the final part, I keep pressing it, she keeps talking. I get to a point where I'm like, oh, fuck the video, skip. And she kept talking forever. Yeah. I thought, I'm doing something wrong. I know I'm doing something wrong. What am I doing? I had to cheat. I went online. It's like, oh, I'm meant to do a thing. Oh, I've let the bitch talk for 20 damn minutes.
Fucked up. It's, yeah, there's a lot of just really clever shit happening in that game, you know. It's because I think, are we going to spoil it anyway? I don't know.
Well, I don't think we spoiled a bit about Monica and talking and the files, because that we know what that means, but that's still quite vague. The only thing I say we've really spoiled is what happens with Sayuri, but there's still some really freaky shit.
It's kind of like Monica kind of is kind of like self-aware that she's a video game character, which is quite interesting. I quite like that sort of stuff in games, you know. It's it just got, you know, obviously I didn't actually play it myself, but even watching it, it kind of messed with my head a little bit. And I'm just found it really, really interesting. Also, like, I'm going to have to cover some music from it at some point, because the main theme from the game, there's, you know, there's a version with vocals, so you know, it's nice when I get a chance to do a vocal cover from a video game. Yeah, it's got some pretty kind of emo lyrics, which kind of makes sense for what I do.
Are we gonna ever
Or
see, by the way, I know this is off topic, but we were chatting about it on Twitter, I think. Are we ever gonna see you and your own made up lyrics to the Sephiroth song? You saw, did you see the
Yeah.
Bretton Floss one?
Yes. Yeah. I think was that you that sent me that? It was, wasn't
I
it? Yeah.
didn't send it, but I do remember saying that you might not want to check that out then if you've got you had something stuck in your head with the lyrics. I thought, yeah,
Oh,
Brendel Floss's one kicks that ass.
yeah, that was right. You said you may not want to check that out, so obviously I checked it out.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, and it's
It's good though,
like
but
those
it's
lyrics.
ruined it.
Those lyrics just could be anything, couldn't they?
Oh yeah, well they're
You
not
know, this
English, it's some sort of Latin shit, I'm guessing.
Latin, I
I don't
think.
think it's
Yeah.
Japanese.
No, I think it's Latin. So yeah, but the music in this game is really good. It's just, you know, it's nice and chirpy. But again, it's like it's quite clever how it kind of gradually gets a bit darker throughout the game. And it, you know, during that scene where she's like hung herself, it's like the main chirpy theme, but it's all twisted and warped and like fucked up sounding, which is, you know, pretty, you know, it just kind of enhances that scene even more. Because also before it gets to that scene, there's no music for ages, and that's like the first time in the game that there's no music.
Is it not? I don't remember that.
So I think no, they cut the like all the music out, and it's silent for quite a long time, which is it's quite clever, you know, because I guess when you're playing it, you probably don't even think about the fact that there's no music. But then when it gets to that scene, and then that weird, warped, horrible, disturbing music comes in, it kind of gives it more impact, I suppose.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I thought today I was interviewing this bright, chipper, Nintendo-loving gamer on YouTube, but instead it's a twisted, sadistic CDI playing nut job.
I know, who even am I?
I don't know. Fuzz
I don't even
Pixels.
know anymore.
There's a point. What's the behind the name? I forgot to ask that earlier. Fuzz Pixels. Where did that
Oh
come
yeah.
from?
It was basically, you know, I liked the word pixels because obviously it's you know, has strong connotations with video games, and it's quite obvious what it's about. And you know, fuzz is like a guitar effect that makes things sound heavy.
There's me
It's weird because
thinking
I
you
don't
were
have to use a
referencing the
lot
mustache, but okay.
of. Well, I do have a bit of fuzz there, yeah. So you know, it goes hand in hand. I also have a fuzz pedal, like an effects pedal, which is in a Game Boy enclosure, and they've a company called Raygun Effects, and they've put this thing in a pedal called a Super Fuzz Boy. And all the electronics for the pedal are inside an original case for a Game Boy. It's pretty sick.
Have you shown that in one of your videos? I admit I haven't seen every one of your vids, so I might have missed it.
I think I might have done like a short thing. Maybe it was just like on TikTok or something. Maybe I should do a proper in-depth sort of demo of it or something. Because yeah, it's a
Would
pretty cool
probably
idea.
get a lot of views from showing your setup.
Yeah, I haven't, there's, you know, I haven't really kind of let people into, you know, my inner workings and my process or any of that kind of stuff yet.
Well, you've only done one video
So
where you're talking to the camera.
exactly. This is probably going to be, you know, people who are listening to this, you know, anyone who knows what I do, is familiar with what I do, it's probably the first time you've ever heard my voice.
There's a good chance, yeah.
Yeah.
They had that
So
one
apart from that,
positive
I'm
video, and then all of a sudden they're listening to this, thinking, wow, this guy's a bit of a cunt, actually.
Yeah, God, he's a miserable prick. He's just going on about,
Wait, are we talking
you
about
know,
you or me?
shit. Shit. Both of us, mate. Both of us.
Yeah.
You know, shit CDI games, games about suicide. But, you know, I
And
guess
being
that's
hunted by
the
tall
emo in
women.
me coming out. Yeah, exactly.
Well, by the sounds of it, you've been hunted by tall
Perfect.
women your whole life.
Oh, man.
I had to get one more dig in there.
You went there. You went there.
I did. So, everyone, that is That is Jason from Fuzz Pixels. Please check out his channel. There will be a link in the description. Hopefully you did get to listen to one of the tunes at the start of this. If not, you know, copyright reasons. I'm still surprised that you got copyrighted so much. I thought cover songs were safe. That shows what I fucking know.
Yeah, I mean, you can release covers, you know, on Spotify and stuff like that. You have to just, you know, you have to purchase a license and all that kind of stuff. But I don't really know quite how it works on YouTube. So,
do you have a release that you'd like people to check out on Spotify or iTunes or somewhere?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, this, I don't know when this podcast is going out, but on this Friday, the 24th, my cover of Aerith's theme is going to be out on Spotify and all the other streaming platforms and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so I might get copyrighted after Wednesday. Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get it out this week, which means I might just beat the copyright shit. Might. I promise nothing, people. Anyway, have you had fun chatting shit and then revealing that you're really an evil, negative person?
I've had so much fun, mate. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for your patience throughout this fail cake of a setup.
Oh, well, I mean, no, thanks for your patience, man. It was my shit that wasn't working for some reason. So, yeah, we got there in the end.
Yep, and it ended up having to do it the most basic way that works. So complicated is bollocks.
Yeah, apparently so.
Right, well, once again, everyone, thank you very much for listening. And we will see you next time. That I will stop the...